Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Could you incriminate yourself maybe a little bit more? That's the question. I think a lot of people are wondering about Corey Richens. This is the children's book author who wrote the book, Are You With Me?, after her husband died of a fentanyl overdose, fentanyl laced in a Moscow mule that she is now charged with giving him. They've also now discovered in the autopsy that there was some of her own prescription medication mixed in with that. We don't really know how it was consumed by Eric Richens, but it is certainly there and raises some more red flags. I could see it possibly going to benefit Corey or against Corey. Depends how you take a look at it. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What's your take on this with now the quietapine, I know that's like the generic name on it, but it's antipsychotic, can also be used for a sleeping aid, probably more commonly that way. But what's your take on this and how this ended up in his system? And is this something that could potentially hurt or help Corey in her defense?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind is if you were trying to overdose someone, the more sedative medication you can get in them, the more effective it's going to be. And she apparently was using low-dose Seroquel for sleep, quetiapine, and that could easily have been given to him in various ways. I know she had tried to lace sandwiches with, you know, hydrocodone and other things in the past. And who knows how long, I don't know how long that stays in the system, mm-hmm. but it could have been that she was trying to dose him with various things in various ways over a long period of time.
Could the Seroquel that was in his system, I mean, obviously it could have been something he was taking, it's not insanely uncommon if a spouse has a prescription for something and it's a relatively, you know, non-dangerous drug. Hey, this helps you with your sleep. Maybe I'm going to take some too to help with mine. That could probably be a fairly easy argument to make. I mean, is this something that if someone was taking it without a prescription and they were just taking it for something like that, could there be dangers presented there? Or is it something that's ever taken recreationally, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that takes it recreationally. Usually the guys that are psychotic, when they're on large doses of it. And I've never known anyone to overdose and die on quetiapine. Now, they do drool. You know, they kind of sit there and they're so sedated that they drool. So I doubt that he was taking it recreationally. It's not a drug that gives a pleasant kind of high in any way. It just makes people feel slowed down and sedated. So without the euphoria that they may get from opioids. And as I understand, the fentanyl that was in his system was a massive dose. And so I don't think the quetiapine contributed to his death. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there had been a large amount found in his system, maybe combined with the fentanyl, but it was, I think, the fentanyl that killed him.
Is this something that could be argued? Like, look, he was taking a prescription that wasn't his. He was a drug addict. I mean, is this something that an addict would take? Is that a valid argument to try and bring to the table?
Yeah, nobody's out on the street trying to sell their Seroquel for a few bucks to make money, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to buy Seroquel. So I don't see that that could be an effective argument, but you never know. They might try.
The medications, obviously, this was prescribed for Corey. How open is that for debate in court in terms of looking at any sort of antipsychotics or drugs that she had been prescribed for her own mental health issues? I'm wondering if this is a road that they could go down there with this one of saying, look, you know, it was a psychotic break that she had, and then she took these horrible, horrible actions. She wasn't taking her meds, or maybe they weren't dosed right. Seroquel, one of those, that would be a very strong argument. It may be in combination with anything else. I don't know what else she was taking. I don't think we have that information as of now.
Yeah, the sticky point with that one would be it would be in her medical records. If it was prescribed by a physician, why was it prescribed? Mm-hmm. And they would clearly indicate that a low dose of Seroquel was being prescribed for insomnia versus higher dose prescribed for psychosis. And that should be easily proven one way or another just by seeing what the doctor who wrote the prescription has in the records. A doctor would be really derelict if they did not indicate, why am I giving this medication? Mm-hmm. And often on the pill bottle, it will say, you know, take X amount of milligrams at night for sleep. Mm-hmm. Usually they indicate that. So that should be pretty easily proven.
So one of those things where even if brought up, like, no, the doctor can come in and say, this is for sleep. It wasn't for
exactly.
that. I'm just trying to think of a possible defense for Corey Richens right now, because there doesn't seem to be a very good one. And I don't know if going down the road of, you know, there's mental health issues here is a very strong one either, or just a really big Hail Mary.
Yeah, she looked pretty clear thinking when she went on TV to talk about her book on the talk show. You know, I think it would be hard to say the lady was psychotic.
I would agree with that.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.